Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, our second show today on October 21st, 2020. And I want to welcome you to I want to welcome you and your ears to listening to our show today. We got a nice one for you today. We work a lot with ACT, and we've got their president of the Learning Division, Jonel Sanchez, with us. We're going to talk about their new launch of a product called Mosaic, which is very interesting. You can Google Mosaic by ACT, A-C-T. That's an easy one. I'll just say it that way. Mosaic by ACT. All right. And it will open up for you. And we're going to talk about all of this, why it's such a good critical resource. Okay. Now, but also for all you educators out there who are listening, et cetera. It talks about learning stories, and we'll talk about that with Jonel. Really looking forward to this show. A show which we're going to archive, as we always do, at our American Consortium for Equity in Education over at ACE. ACE-ed.org. That's ACE-ed.org. Okay, ACE-ed.org. Please join our consortium. It's free for educators. We've created a place where the industry and educators can get together to find solutions all about equity, which is the burning question in education these days. Okay, it's really, really taken on a whole new life. And we have our magazine we've done for years called Equity and Access. That's our online journal. It's on site. You're welcome to go over there and flip through it. You'll enjoy it. We'd love to be able to send you a digital copy each time it comes out. Comes out every other month, and do that by joining with us as a member. Of course, it's all free over there. You'll see a big icon for podcasts, and at that place you can listen to any of the shows that we've done over a long time. We tweet out the podcast over at EduTalk Radio, and on LinkedIn it's my name, Larry Jacobs, and on Facebook it's Larry Jacobs and Education Talk Radio. Why we have it three different ways, I have no idea. It just worked out that way. You're going to have to bear with it, but at any rate, go over to ace-in.org. Welcome to our consortium, and without further ado, for some reason I have two lines open in one line, so I'm going to give it a shot here and see if this is Jonel. It's spinning. There we go. Jonel, is that you? It is not. Let's try this one. Jonel, is that you?
Can you hear me now?
I can indeed. I don't know who this other person is, so I'm going to cut that one off. There you go. I don't know who that one is, okay? They can by going over the website and find it. Good morning. How are you today?
Very good. Maybe the other person was my mother on the other line dialing in.
It could be. Mrs. Sanchez, I'm sorry I cut you off, Mom. Forgive me. I just couldn't figure it out. And it was a 202 number, so I don't know who it was. But whatever, they'll have to find a different way to listen. Okay. Hey, it's nice to meet you, Jonel. I work a lot with ACT, and it's just they're such wonderful people, and it's just great to finally have you on, I got to tell you.
Okay? Thanks, Larry. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Where are you located right now? Where are you?
So I'm in Northern Virginia, and I've been here for about 5 years, family and I, but originally, you know, spent about 40 years in Jersey, so I consider myself a Jersey boy through and through.
Where Jersey? I have to ask. I'm from Philadelphia.
Well, Northern New Jersey, up there in that Hudson County, Bergen County area is where I grew up.
Oh, never heard of that. Never heard of that. I only know Camden County and the Shore.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
sure. So you're from the southern end of the state. If anyone can believe there is a southern end of New Jersey, there is.
There is. Beautiful, magnificent Camden, and then we go on further down to Atlantic City and Margate and all
right.
That sort of stuff. It's really fun. Okay, and again, Northern Virginia, welcome to the show. You have a 201 area code. Again, your Jersey roots are coming out here.
I've kept that number for years. I haven't changed it, but certainly here in Northern Virginia, but obviously in working with ACT, always want to represent Iowa and the good people of Iowa, where, you know, before COVID was traveling there quite a bit back and forth. And, live in Northern Virginia, but it certainly had that strong connection to our ACT headquarters in Iowa as well.
Yeah, and good old Iowa. They're in the news these days, by the way, everybody. It's a battleground.
That's for sure.
This year. It is indeed. You're president of the Learning Division at ACT, and I want to go over that because people think ACT, they think testing, and you're the Learning Division. So tell us what that division does, Jonel. What do you do? What's your role in there? I know that you sit on the throne, you're president. Okay, you sit on the throne and you simply give out dictates and everybody does your bidding. I would assume that's the way it works. Would that be correct?
That's right.
In, And I
sure,
forgot to mention
exactly
the purple robes. I forgot to mention the purple robes. So, yeah.
Right.
But what else? Yes.
I see you've gotten the picture. No, well, look, I think that a couple of things that there has been no secret over the last several years that, you know, in our former CEO, Martin Rota, and our current CEO, Janet Godwin, you know, being very committed to transitioning, transforming ACT to be more of a learning organization. And certainly that doesn't mean that we back away or shy away from what people know us by and what we've done for over 60 years in the delivery of our assessments, as everyone knows, whether it's the ACT test or work keys or other assessments. And again, that's what we're known for, but there's been a very public recognition for a number of years that we have to do more than that. And we have been on this journey for a number of years, you know, to transform to that end goal. And I'll share with you more today. About a year or so ago, we were reorganized around three divisions. One is obviously the measurement division, which is what you know us for, the assessments, high-stakes assessments, and so forth. And then the navigation division, which brings in sort of the NRCCUA acquisition we made about 3 years ago, and the group there that includes EduVentures and all the great work they do in higher education. And then the third one was the learning division, right? And the learning division is the smallest of the three, but we have been, you know, primarily established because of a number of acquisitions that have been made over the last 3 to 4 years, which I'll get to, you know, today, which really is the foundation of Mosaic. But with that, you know, we have three business units with three presidents, and each of us focusing on our respective areas, you know, vertically, but working very closely, you know, horizontally across the business units in creating that integrated, you know, K through college and career learner journey, which I also can get into in a little bit as well.
We're going to.
I started there in January, and happy to be here now for almost a year. It's been a great journey so far, but my task has been to really help with the team create this learning division in the last year.
Well, what do you want the learning division to be? When people think of ACT, quote, the learning division, because you are trying to, like you said at the beginning, you don't want to forget where you've been, but things are changing. Okay, what do you want? What's the picture you want to get in people's minds for the learning division, for ACT, from that point of view?
Absolutely. You know, it is about, and I know one of the things we're talking about today, and you said at the very top, is about equity. And if we think about you know, our commitment to equity, you know, starting as early as grade K, you know, 5-year-olds. I mean, that's where we're committed to starting with the launch of the learning division and Mosaic ACT. Not starting in 11th or 12th grade or first year college, but as early as a five-year-old, and then some, working all the way up. And the goal of this is that, you know, to bring instructional, you know, digital and instructional material with in classroom assessments, resources and professional development for teachers and principals, social and emotional learning as well, right? All these pieces that we acquired over the last 3 years, you know, coming together, right? And helping the educators, the families, the parents, and the learners, the students, all throughout, right? Again, from K all the way up through 12 is the goal of the learning division, and to help students be ready by the time they reach that transition, whether it's from 8th grade to 9th grade or transition, you know, from 10th grade to 11th grade and get ready on that college and career path, or that transition to college or work, right? I mean, we're very proud that we have solutions that help students go on the college path or go on the workforce path.
That's right.
With
That's
our
right.
work keys
you do.
And workforce. So for us, it's reversing all that all the way down to the very beginning and providing those integrated, you know, that's what we're calling it, sort of the comprehensive learning solution, all in one place. So we start as early as a 5-year-old kindergarten all the way up through the time to get to high school and college and career.
Right, and it made me laugh a little bit because I was thinking of ACT's original role and Upper West Side parents, okay, in New York, who really want their kids to take an ACT for Harvard when they're 5 years old. just to be on the safe right. side. That's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about here. Okay? I can't understand. The kid is in pre-kindergarten. He hasn't yet been accepted to Harvard. I can't understand this. You must be a failing educator. Okay?
This
is the way they react.
That's not what we're talking about.
I know.
This is not about getting a kid who is 6 years old to be ready for the ACT at 6 years old. It's not what we're talking about, right? It is that we're more than a test. We're much more than a test.
Yes,
and,
you are.
And that's the expansion of ACT in our commitment to doing that with the launch of that Mosaic by ACT.
Yeah, and you don't have to say something. You always were in that other – because well, there always were because that other word for testing – I just have to say this – is assessment. And sometimes we forget that, okay? You know what you guys know assessment, okay? And when you apply that to literally K-12, okay, and you add in the SEL and the PD, the professional development, that's three legs of a pretty damn good stool, I got to tell you. Okay, that's really – yeah,
I'm glad you sliced that here because I think it's very, very important. I mean, look, we have children. We had kids late in life, and we have children. And right now, we're doing our full time job, but also being the principal.
I'm losing you. Come back.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me there?
Yeah, I can. All of a sudden, you got garbled. Yeah.
Nope.
You got garbled.
No, sorry about that. So you know, we have young children, and at home we're playing many roles right now. We see it firsthand, you know, where we need to find 12 different passwords or 15 different platforms and go to multiple places. And my wife and I have been in education for about 30 years, and we consider ourselves a sort of highly educated individuals. And even we go, oh my God, did you forget that password? Where is this? And we think a lot about, well, what happens to so many parents or single parent homes or folks who don't have the ability to have a space in the home to be in this moment of COVID. We think a lot about that, and really the genesis of this Mosaic by ACT is to integrate as many pieces of the puzzle in one place. So the onus on that is on us and not on the parent or the teacher or anyone having to find all the different places to get the resources, and that's really one of the key goals of our launching this Mosaic by ACT, specifically now during COVID, where we know what's happening all over the country.
Yeah,
we have all types of learning happening in the house, in the living room, in the kitchen table, in the schoolyard, everywhere right now, and we felt that the timing cannot be more perfect, to launch.
That's right.
Mosaic by ACT because of what's happening right now. And I mean, in one way you go, oh my goodness, who launches a whole brand new, a suite of solutions in this climate? And the other hand, you go, wow, what a great opportunity for us to
now,
do this.
Now is the time. This is the time of opportunity right now because education is going under tremendous change. Teachers need what you're doing. Okay, this is the right time to launch it. Okay, believe me.
That's exactly
okay.
Right. That is exactly right for us. And to your earlier point about assessment versus testing, and we feel very, very good about being able to embed a number of interim and formative in-classroom assessments within the learning, tied to the learning pathways in our platform. So it's all integrated in one place, and it's seamless for the student. It's happening in real time, and the student doesn't even know necessarily that they're going through this multiple learning, very personalized and adaptive around what their needs are, right? And again, the integration of our social and emotional learning pieces into that is happening in real time. It doesn't have to be a traumatic experience, right? That, oh my goodness, I have to take 8 tests or I have to take this or so forth. It really has been built around the student and the family and the educator in mind.
It's really good, and you just used 2 important words. We're going to talk about equity because that's so important to us here over at the Consortium for Equity, but you said personalized and adaptive, and those are 2 key words. If you can do that for each kid and understand what a kid needs, you're on the way to road to equity. That's what it's all about. Every kid's different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, with the last acquisition that we made, in May, it was the last piece of the puzzle, and it is the heart of this Mosaic by ACT, where, again, it is a supplemental, real intelligent piece of technology for the teacher to, you know, set it up around each student. And again,
yeah, so important.
the technology works around, you know, what the student needs. And also, you know, the technology is one that it doesn't have to be necessarily delivered in a physical classroom. It could be done in the living room, in the kitchen
right.
table. So it goes wherever the student and the family is, because as you know, mom and dad and grandma and uncle and everybody, we've now become the teachers in the house. We've now become the partner to the teacher in the classroom. And that's the way we view it, I know, in our house, where we're partnering with our kids' teachers. But we're the ones having to get the kid, you know, our children on the platform, on log in, get them on there.
Yeah.
So these tools that we launched, you know, are very, very family friendly, as well as, you know, educator friendly, because right now everyone's playing that role, you know, in this situation we're in right now. We knew we had to do that in that particular format in order for it to be interoperable and easy to use.
And before we get back, how old are your kids? You mentioned them a couple of times.
Oh,
how old are they?
Seven and eight. So going on 17 and 18.
Yeah,
so,
I can't tell you how many times my wife and I have said, thank God our kids are all grown and out of the house. I can't tell you how many times we've said that. I'm just curious how old yours are. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
but
tough.
I also know friends that say to me, hey, bigger kids, bigger problems, right? As they get
that's
older.
That's true, but mine are gone. They're out in the world. They're fine. You know, they're okay. They're in good shape. Okay, it's just, oh boy, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine what I would be like if I were going through what every parent in America with a school-age kid is going through right now. And I'm glad mine are out in the way and all that sort of stuff. All right. I want to talk over to – yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
No. And I just want to quickly on that, because you said something critical there that, you know, we also recognize that we're all facing something right now that none of us have ever faced. I know I wasn't alive in the last global pandemic, and we're all going through this right now. And I think that there's a lot of learning opportunity that's happening in real time in how to deliver digital learning solutions in a new way that we've never done before. And I think, again, to your point about why did we launch Mosaic by ACT, and again, the emphasis in that we're all going through this together. We're all going through this together. And I think that once we get through COVID, what will come at the other end, I feel, will be, I think, I hope, a lot of lessons learned about how to deliver, you know, learning in a way that is very different than it's been the last 100 years.
I couldn't agree with you more.
We view that as an opportunity. We view that as an opportunity right now. So sorry, Larry, I cut you off.
No. You're exactly right. And as I'll say it again, I couldn't agree with you more, because education, although I certainly know the industry and know all the innovations that have taken place, it's mired down in an old-time system. Okay, and sometimes it takes something as horrible as this is, and I always use the analogy of the horror of World War II and the bombs on Britain, and that destroyed their whole health system, and they were able to build their national health system from the embers. Okay, and it was a horrible thing that led to something that works fairly well. Much better than the old system did, let me say it that way. And that's the same thing we're looking at here. This pandemic is a horror show. It's a horror show, all right? But
absolutely.
Yeah, but hopefully good things will come out of it, and we can't be stupid and we have to be sure that good things come out of it. So we're learning, and this is a great opportunity. And by the way, we're going to talk about Mosaic now. And everybody, there's a long URL, but I'm going to give you the simple way. Google Mosaic by ACT, B-Y, Mosaic by ACT, and it'll pop you right over there on Google or whatever, okay? Is that a good way to hit it? Is that a good way to get there, Jonel?
That's perfect.
Good as any.
Or act.org/learning. That's another way of getting to it as well. So.
Okay, act.org/learning, right?
Learning, yep.
Learning,
yep.
Okay, good enough. That was easier. Mine's a longer URL here. So that's interesting. Okay, so I know why. Let me see something here, wait a minute. Got a box open. Nope, it's still the same. Okay, good enough. All right, act.org/learning. All right, it's about learning stories. All right, I'm going to let you explain it. Tell everybody what Mosaic is. It's an easier way to do it.
And thanks, Larry, and thanks. And we already touched a little bit upon it. I think again the genesis of this comes from a history of a number of acquisitions that we made over several years. Starting with, several, we had acquisition of several OER companies and innovation.
That's open education
and
resources.
An open ed,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right. And what we've done now is, you know, we have nearly 400,000 digital online curated and standards aligned learning objects that we've now embedded into the learning platform. So if a teacher doesn't get what they need from a book, or they don't have it necessarily in the integration of the ELA and math within the platform, they can go and just search, right, in this functionality that we have built in. We call it the Digital Learning Library. And there comes, you know, hundreds, thousands of different learning objects. And again, curated and standards aligned. Very different than just going on a search, you know, a function of any kind, just searching for biology and anything could come up. This has been reviewed by our learning experts, has been sort of make sure it's clean, it's aligned to standards, it's curated. So that is something that, again, through acquisition that we now have embedded into that one-stop shop, one comprehensive learning solution, again, we call Mosaic by ACT, resources for teachers, you know, at a moment of a search, you know, for a teacher. Number two, the adaptability of the mastery-based platform. I feel very strongly that more and more in the years to come, whether it's K-12 or higher ed, we're going to move towards a more mastery and competency-based model versus just the seat time, right? We know
time
has been, right, the case. But in this world, if COVID has not exposed, you know, the dire need for mastery-based, competency-based, personalized, and I don't know when it will. I think we're living through that right now. And so the second part of this is our adaptive academic learning platform. When we acquired it, it was called ScoopPad, but since then now it falls under the Mosaic by ACT. That's a second, you know, component where that's where the real, you know, learning is taking place in real time. Again, in the classroom, in the living room, the dining room table, the teacher, the family, the student all together, with those embedded, you know, digital learning library I shared earlier. There's a whole gaming component within it. There's a whole, you know, focus around integrated math and ELA and a focus on K-8 as a starting point. So
I was going to ask that question.
Point.
Yeah, thank you.
Exactly. The other part of this, which we found, my goodness, how timely, we had no idea over a year ago when we acquired our social and emotional learning, you know, acquisition called Maui Learning, which, you know, we now have integrated. But we did not know then there was going to be a global pandemic unfolding 10 months later. No idea.
Well, if you did know, you could have told me. You could have given me some warnings. So
right.
I'm assuming you didn't know.
I could have given you.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
exactly.
Jonelle, the least you could have done was called. Okay, and let
the
me know.
Least,
that
exactly.
Global
I know.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I'll do that next time, Larry.
Please, next pandemic, give me a call first.
Next pandemic, I'll give you a call. But here we are sitting there going, oh, my goodness, COVID is unfolding, and there's one thing that we know has occurred, and we've seen it in our own children, is the challenges around the, you know, social and emotional learning the children are faced, you know, right now, and parents and teachers and everyone's facing a significant level of stress that was not in the plans, right? Well, here we have this SEL solution. Well, how lucky that we made that acquisition, and we have embedded that as well into our Mosaic by ACT. You know, it's used by several, you know, 100 school districts around the country, like Miami-Dade County, Florida Virtual. They've been great partners for many years. Great places, great efficacy and research behind the extensive efficacy and research. But again, here we had another piece of the puzzle. We had a digital learning library, you had the academic adaptive platform, the social emotional learning component, all as pieces of this Mosaic by ACT. You're probably beginning to get a feel for why the Mosaic branding there, right?
Yeah,
it's very
many
very
pieces come together to make a beautiful thing, if I may.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And both at our side, but actually more to represent the student journey, right? The family journey, the teacher journey, and that there is multiple pieces of the puzzle. And we thought that was such an appropriate, you know, branding, you know, definition for us, both for ACT and for those we're serving. And the last piece, which we feel is incredibly important, and we've seen it through this COVID pandemic, is it even in districts that have had for years, you know, the resources to have digital learning solutions. We've also found that the professional development, the training that needed to go along with that has not always been there. So as part of Mosaic by ACT, we also launched our learning and professional services catalog.
Yes.
of professional development, of consulting, of all types of, you know, in person at some point, but online self-paced professional development. You know,
oh,
so we
really?
Feel very important, very, very important that our Mosaic by ACT cannot simply just be a digital learning platform. It has to be, you know, multi-dimensional, with all the pieces I've shared with you, but also, you know, that professional development that's so critical these days, right, in how to deploy these resources, these tools, in an effective way. So that's what our first attempt of launching Mosaic by ACT on September 23rd, you know,
yeah.
is all about.
Brand new.
And so far, it's
yeah.
brand new. Again, it's brand new. And so far, we've gotten some great, you know, feedback from our partners, our members, you know, the market. Look, we're new in this space. Obviously, there's been many, many very, very credible, you know, learning organizations out there for years. I think what makes us unique is that where we started, we are known by the ACT test, which is a very rigorous and researched and well-known college and career readiness assessment. But what makes it unique is that we're able, you know, to reverse engineer all the way back to the very beginning of a student learner journey, these pathways, right? And the second thing is that, you know, the integration of all these pieces, where you would see a number of other organizations that would have the pieces, they're not always integrated. And I think for us, what we feel very strongly about is that we should do the heavy lifting on making it easy for the educator, the family, the student, you know, to receive these tools as they need them, not having to spend half a day looking for passwords or usernames and going on five different platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
the approach that we're taking. And that's the goal in launching Mosaic by ACT.
You know, it's interesting, and you just said it. You know, when people think of ACT prior, if I may, to September 23rd, just to say it that way, okay, they think of a high school kid, and they think of college, and they think of getting ready for college and all that sort of stuff. It's just the mindset, maybe just me, but that's kind of the mindset. But there's a whole different world out there now for ACT. I was just thinking as you were saying it, a tagline would be, don't wait, act now. If you're a fifth grade teacher,
right.
act now. If you're a third grade teacher, act now. Okay, take that ACT
right.
and make it work because it changes the whole. I hate to give you a marketing idea. Not that you need me to give you that. Okay, but it just popped into my head. Okay, that there's a difference. You don't have to wait till you're waiting to go to college to understand about all the things that ACT offers. That's my point. They can act
now. No, that's
now.
Correct, and I will relate.
You don't
that,
have to pay me for that. It's yours free. It's yours free. Take it. Take it. It's yours free. I just liked it when I said
team.
It.
Oh, that's
yes.
funny. But you know what's interesting that you mentioned that is that actually the tagline behind launching Mosaic by ACT is "What is your learning story?"
And I'm going to talk
and,
to you about that. I'm just going to ask you, but go ahead. Go ahead. You just jumped in.
No,
me.
That's exactly right. And the reason for that, most organizations don't launch a tagline with a question mark, but we felt strongly about that because we felt that while we're known in the market for being, you know, as you know, an ACT test and
yeah,
been around
yeah.
for 60 years, we felt that we wanted to engage in a conversation with educators and families and learners about, tell us about what your learning story is right now. Tell us what you're going through right now, right? We're not going to assume. We're not going to prescribe. We really want to listen about what is your learning story, because guess what? It's being defined as we speak in a way like never before.
Oh, yeah,
so with
absolutely.
That, we really want to start. We want to start the launch with a question mark for us to then respond to those needs that are happening right now, needs that we may not even anticipate yet, needs that are coming up now. And we felt that our job was be able to respond to that. And our first response to that is Mosaic by ACT, but it's only the beginning. It's only the beginning, right? And we're going to be very adaptable to those changes and those answers to those questions as we continue to have this national conversation with what is your learning story?
Right?
Yeah.
And I think along the way, we as a nation are going to make mistakes, and we're going to make some great success and see opportunities that we've never seen before. But I think we're all in this together, and I think that's the point that, you know, we're trying to make with that tagline, that we want to be with you all the way through this journey, no matter how short or how long it may be. You know, we want to really learn from what we're all facing and then apply our response to that.
And, you know, it goes back to what you said earlier. I'll use those two words you used, Janelle, which are, you know, personalized and adaptive. Okay. And if you understand what people's learning story is, I like this. Okay. You're getting this information in. Okay. And your mosaic can react to that. All right. In other words, it's just the... Boy, you're really getting great feedback from people when you understand what their learning story is. And this country is so diverse. It makes there's so many different ways to go about this that you really do, and I'm going to use your word, need a mosaic to get it done.
Right.
I like this. I like this.
Right.
This is good.
That's
you put
exactly
that into,
right. No,
thank
you.
That was good. You put that into a good positioning. I like that. I was curious about it.
That's
yes.
The whole point in, you know, when you look at a brand, when you look at a logo, when you look at something, a name, you want to, you want to say, well, that's what I connect with that. They see what I need. And that is the goal here, that we see what you need and we want to learn from this with you. We want to then respond to that, you know, and I see it in my own children, right? I have two very different children, both have special needs. And, you know, I could see how they, throughout the day, respond to digital
yeah.
learning in ways. Sometimes
yep.
there's a meltdown in the middle of the day. Sometimes we have to go down and give them a hug. And sometimes it just, every day is a new day. And I think for us, we wanted to recognize that. We wanted to recognize that we're going through unprecedented times. And
yes.
that we're going to be here to, you know, support and create solutions that adapt to what those changes are. So, I mean, it's a whole story behind why Mosaic by ACT.
Right. It's really good. And by the way, I could use a hug too. Everybody can these days. Okay. Your kids are not unique in needing a hug. It's nuts out there. I got to tell you, nuts in there. You know, it is. And I want to swing over a little bit because this is a key factor to us. And I, you know, we work a lot with ACT, with the consortium. And, you know, we work with your Center for Equity. All right. And equity, I know, is a driving force behind everything you guys are doing right now. OK, so talk about what you're doing from an equity point of view and how it's central to the work you're doing. I'm sure in all your divisions, but certainly in this learning division that you run. Equity.
You know, Larry, I will start with. And we often will say this, and I think that sometimes we take for granted that as a nation, that our history really was started, you know, in the late 50s, you know, at a university in Iowa. I mean, that's where we were founded, right?
But
an extraordinary founder and innovator. Absolutely. We were founded, you know.
I knew in Iowa, but I didn't know the university. At University of Iowa.
Very strong ties. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that history is often unknown. So our roots start in education, right? Our founder, Lindquist, right? Our roots start there. And this not-for-profit history we've had for 60 years, you know, and the call to action to create an assessment, right? For honestly, you know, equity and access, you know, to post-secondary education, that history, that's part of our fiber, right? So we build on that, and we fast forward, and we say, hey, what a great response to equity by starting, by launching and learning Mosaic by ACT organization to start as early as age five. Personally, I don't know a better response to equity than saying we're going to commit to working with teachers, families, and educators as early as the age of five, right? And that's part, I think, part of our equity message. You know, and many know out there that that ACT is committed to providing, you know, hundreds of thousands of fee waivers every year for students all over the country to take the test, you know,
yeah.
for free or free prep, you know, or not-for-profit history or learning law, Mosaic by ACT, the work that the Center for Equity and Learning does around thought leadership and research and efficacy. I mean, I need to emphasize the work around the research teams that we have and the efficacy work that they do to identify, right, learning outcomes and best practices. I mean, that's all part of our commitment to equity, you know, in a variety of different ways. It isn't a one-size-fits-all, you know, whether it's our solutions, our fee waivers, our thought leadership, our research, our not-for-profit status, the work we do in developing our items, our tests, our products and services. All of that is a continuous, you know, commitment, you know, to equity and access. Personally, I can tell you that it's not only a career, you know, passion for me and something that I do every day, but personally for me, you know, growing up in this country, I was born in Cuba and came to this country 40 years ago, literally on a boat from Cuba, and grew up in a very resource-limited community, but very rich with family and community values. You know, mom still lives two blocks from the school where I went as a five-year-old up in northern New Jersey. So this is something that's very personal to me.
It is. I got a smile on my face. You can't see it, but I got a smile on my face when I hear of an immigrant experience like that. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, thank you. And it's something very real in my own personal life and what the country is like. And that's interwoven into the fiber of the ACT history, the ACT culture, right, and what we do. You know, we spend a lot of time every day thinking and responding to this. You know, and do we have all the answers? We don't have all the answers. But are we in the nearly 1,000 employers of ACT committed to this? Absolutely. Absolutely. Every single day.
Yeah, I know you do. I mean, I work with your center on equity, okay, the Center for Equity and Learning over at ACT. I know how important this is to you, all right? And I want to say it again. When you talked about that learning journey, we really put together a mosaic. And as your company puts together the products that make sense for everybody's individual journey, okay, it makes all the difference in the world. Okay, it makes all the difference in the world. So people have to – it's Mosaic by ACT, okay? Just Google that, folks, or go to act.org/learning, all right? And you'll go over there. But this is really great stuff. Janelle, we got to go. I love talking to you. You're welcome here anytime, my friend. You are welcome here.
Thank you very much. This has been fantastic. Thank you for giving me some time this morning and for the great questions. Always enjoy,
welcome back.
You know, to be here, and I appreciate it. It's been great and a lot of fun to talk with you.
Well, back at
you
and all that, and good luck with the kids. What are they having for lunch today? You know, I'm on the East Coast too. It's 11:10. What are they having for lunch today?
today in the cafeteria, we're serving some grilled cheese and a little bit of soup on the side with a little bit of broccoli is what's on the menu at lunch today, and an apple and milk. So,
now, when I was
that
a kid,
lunch for me.
When I was a kid, the broccoli would again appear the next day in elementary school, suspended in cherry Jello. So I hope that doesn't happen at the Sanchez Elementary School. Keep it up, my friend. It's really
Thank you,
the crazy times, but I'll tell you, you've come up with a great product here, and we're going to do everything we can to get the word out on it. So you take care, stay safe, stay healthy.
Thank you, sir.
Take care
you
of
too.
Those kids. Thanks, Janelle.
Thank you.
I appreciate
Bye-bye
it.
Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Janelle Sanchez, everybody, and obviously president of the Learning Division over at ACT. All right, act.org/learning. Just Google Mosaic, which is really cool stuff. Mosaic by ACT, and that'll take you to the same place as well. And their Center on Equity and Learning is really something you should learn about, okay, because they are working so hard to make everything they do come from an equity point of view, and that's, of course, why we love working with them so much at our Consortium for Equity. Again, that place where the industry and where educators can come together and create solutions. That's why we work with them, and we'd love to work with you, so join up with us. It's free over at ace-ed.org and enjoy our magazine. Janelle, thanks a million, and Christina, my friend, thank you for introducing me to Janelle. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.